Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
What's up? What's going on? Hey, this is a special episode. I know you don't normally see a Chalene Show posted on a Monday, but because I've heard from so many people that they've fallen behind on their episodes and many of you are home because today is Martin Luther King Day, I thought, why not produce an episode where I'm giving you a quick summary, the best takeaways of the most recent popular episodes. The coolest thing ever is that in the last month or so, the popularity of the show has almost doubled. It's kind of crazy. It's exciting. It's really cool. In fact, between this show and my other podcast that I've stopped producing content there, and it's still just sitting there. But between those two, which is The Chalene Show and Build Your Tribe, we have over 2 million downloads. That's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Crazy. But it's because you listen to an episode and then you're a giver. So you think of someone. Someone comes to mind who you're like, they need to hear about this, or this is the type of stuff that they love. This is a topic that would really help them. This will help their business, their relationship, their marriage, what they're going through. I've got someone who I care about and I want to share this information with them. And that's the kind of people we are, y'all. You're just like me. I want to, you know, when I get these ideas or something that I know is going to resonate with you because it's helped me, I want to share it with you. And so thank you for doing the same thing and sharing it with the people who you care about. My deepest gratitude and a big thank you for that. And thank you, especially for those of you who've taken time to write a review on iTunes. You can actually do that from your phone, and it really helps, and I really appreciate it. There's like one negative review on there. I swear, I know what you're saying. Chalene, why would you care? There's so many positive ones. I don't care, she says out loud to convince herself. But the more positives we have to like push that one down, it just feels like karma. It makes that one negative review feel less important. I don't care, flip my hair. I'm not even thinking about it. I'm not giving it a second thought. Yes, I am. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I really am not. It's gone. Who cares? Goodbye. I don't even care. So if you want to leave a review because you think the show is great, not because we're trying to teach a lesson to the young man or young lady who never learned from their mom or their dad that if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything. Okay, boo-boo. Yeah, we should probably break up now. You can go away. Bye-bye. Thank you. Uh-huh. Anyways, back to you, the best of the best. Okay, so here's a quick montage of the 5 most popular recent shows and then what you had to say about them. First, the top 5 millionaire mantras. My number 2 mantra: no one is responsible for your progress or your success or your missteps except you. Now that's really good news. That shouldn't make you feel like you're alone. Rather, it should empower you. That means it's up to you to ask for help. It's up to you to do the research. It's up to you to set the goals. It's up to you to learn the skills, the knowledge, to get outside of your comfort zone, to do the things that other people know they need to do, but it's just too dang uncomfortable and they won't do it. To do the things others will not. That part is up to you. It doesn't mean you have to do everything yourself, but it does mean asking for help, learning the things you need to learn, taking responsibility for your future is entirely up to you. No one's going to ride in on a white horse with a shield to save the day. It's up to you. You're in charge of your destiny. You're in charge of your education, your knowledge. You're in charge of where you spend your energy. You're in charge of your mood, your happiness, your beliefs. Everything is up to you. Nobody else has been commissioned with the job of changing your life, designing your life, and executing it except you. Excuse makers are my biggest pet peeve. I can't stand it. Ugh, can you hear me pulling out my hair? There's just nothing more annoying to me than when I meet someone who They're unhappy with their circumstances, and they love to point fingers at all the people who didn't help them and all the other people who are responsible for the position that they're in today and why they're not happy. No one owes you anything. Nobody. Not one person. Except you. Look in the mirror. If you're not happy with your circumstances, look in the mirror, start there, and move forward. Unless you're a minor child, nobody else has been commissioned to take care of you except you. And that's a pretty cool thing because nobody cares as much about your future and your success as you do, or at least nobody should care more about it than you do. So it's up to you. So stop pointing the finger at other people or making the excuse that so-and-so didn't teach me how to do this, or I didn't have parents who sent me to college, or I never had a role model to show me how to do this. No one's going to step in and show you how to do this. There is no manual called success. You just have to do it yourself. And the sooner you realize that, the quicker you can employ these power-based beliefs and change your life.
Hello, Shalene. It's Maral from Debrecen, Hungary. I'm an Iranian studying here in medical school, finishing up my last year. And I've been a big fan of your podcast. And before you start the podcast, I was a big fan of the Turbo Fire and the Push book. And they all have been helping me in different aspects of my life. I went through an amazing, great weight loss with your videos. And they've been helping me throughout college life. And I wanted to thank you for the shows, especially the top 5 millionaire mantras and also the steps for the goal mastery. I take notes of them. I have a different like calendar for everything you say. And the stuff that you're teaching, they've been helping me a lot in overall being a better person and happier. And I wanted just to thank you for the teaching that you do. Thank you. Thank you so much.
The next most popular show was One Step Goal Mastery. And this is a great episode because I reveal something I've never, ever, ever revealed before in the way that I do goal setting. And it's not because I was hiding it. It's not because I didn't want to share it. I didn't know that I was doing it and that I hadn't told people about it. And I've been teaching goal mastery for so many years. And then when I realized I'd left out this one ingredient, it was like, OMG, I have to tell everybody, and I need everybody else who's ever used my program, including 30 Day Push, to get the word out that there was the secret ingredient that I had been leaving out. So if you've ever done 30 Day Push, if you're into mastering your goals quicker than ever before, you must listen to this episode. Every single time people sign up for that, I go in and I look at people's comments, and people really get stuck on that one particular issue, and that is identifying your push goal. And I just have to be frank and tell you, it frustrates me, or it has frustrated me. I'm like, I don't understand. Why do people not select a push goal that has more power behind it? And then this week, it dawned on me. I was driving home by myself from Palm Springs. Brett and I had to divide and conquer. He was at a soccer game. I was at Brock's basketball game. And I was driving back by myself in traffic from Palm Springs. So it was about a 2.5 hour drive. And you know, because I'm kind of an introvert, I do my best work when I'm by myself. I really like to think things through. And I kept thinking about this, knowing that this is the time of year when people set goals for themselves and how powerful the push goal concept can be. Why is it people struggle with identifying what their push goal is? What could I do to better help people understand how to identify which of their goals is their push goal? And then it dawned on me, the error has been mine. I started thinking back on the way that I select a push goal. And then I realized, almost like a baker who has for so many years left out a secret ingredient, I realized there was a piece of this, a way that I was doing this myself, that I hadn't really taught to other people, not intentionally. Honestly, the reason why I haven't shared this with you is because I hadn't identified that's what I was doing until this long car ride home. So get this. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I can't even wait to tell you this. I'm busting at the seams because it's going to be a game changer for you. Here's the deal. Set your list of goals, right? And if I may, I'd also like to suggest that instead of setting goals for a year, I want you to set goals for the next 90 days, okay? Set some goals for the next 90 days. I want you to set between 9 to 10 goals that you will accomplish in the next 90 days. Now, in the past, I would have said, now take a look at that list and decide which one is your push goal. And that's where trouble set in. Now what I want you to do, because I realize it's what I've been doing, is I set my list of 9 or 10 goals, and then I look at the list, and then in retrospect, I create a push goal. I didn't realize that's what I've been doing because it was all in like the same setting. You know what I mean? So I hadn't really identified that I didn't come up with a push goal until I looked at this list of 9 or 10 things that I wanted to do, right? And then when I look at that list of 9 or 10 things that I'm going to set out to do in the next 90 days or the next year, depending on what time frame you use for your goal setting, when I looked at that list, I'm like, okay, what would need to happen in order to accomplish these things, right?
Hi, Shalene. Thank you so much for sending me the email in regards to listening to the podcast about a push goal, because I'm doing your 30-day challenge currently, and I was so stuck on trying to figure out like what a push goal is. I was like, my mind was baffled for the last couple of days where I'm like, it seemed like my goals were kind of changing all the time and I didn't know exactly what to focus on. And I wanted to focus on all these things because everything wants to change. And I just couldn't figure it out until I listened to your podcast and I figured out what my push goal was. And that is to reach out and help 20 people a month reach their goals and help them become successful. That's all I want to do is help 20 people. By helping those 20 people reach their goals, which is something that I totally enjoy doing, I can then in turn reach those other goals that I have on my list. Brilliant! Like a light bulb just went off on my head. Like, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure this stuff out, but I just needed you to show it to me and tell me about it. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Next. How to captivate people's attention with former NFL football player and Broadway playwright and actor Bo Eason. This one's kind of crazy, and I know a lot of my listeners tend to be female, but this is an episode you and your significant other are going to love. How did you feel when you left the NFL? Because, you know, my thing is I'm around a lot of professional football players. My husband used to play. My brother-in-law played in the league for, I don't know, 10 plus years. And We just have a lot of friends who played in the NFL. And I see so many of them struggle with their identity. Now, so we're just not talking about football. Can I read you a text from a friend I got yesterday who's a former Green Beret?
Yep.
And he says, I'm having a tough time transitioning. I had great importance in my job. My mission was real. It was physical. It was a physical impact on lives, and there was an adrenaline rush that came with it that is so hard to walk away from.
Yeah.
That is probably the way you would describe leaving the NFL.
It was completely the same way. Shalene, the day, the moment that I knew it was over for me, I was being wheeled off of the field, and I knew my leg was broken, my ankle was broken, and my knee had blown up, and I knew it because I heard it pop. Mm-hmm. And it was in Miami. We're playing the Dolphins, and I'm being wheeled off of the field. And I look up into the crowd, and it was a hot day in September in Miami, and all the girls were wearing bathing suit tops, and the guys were wearing no tops. And I was looking up at them as I'm being wheeled off, and I swear this is what I thought.
Okay.
I'm going to prison.
Oh, my gosh.
Because that's the only option. If I'm trained for the last 20 years, and this is all going through my head in milliseconds, I've been trained for the last 20 years to be the best in the world at this particular thing, which is running full speed and then throwing my head into other bodies. Mm-hmm. And I thought, if I cannot find some place to do that, because I can't do it here in the NFL anymore, I'm going to prison. Because that is frowned upon in the civilian world.
Yeah. Yeah.
No different than the military guys coming back. They are acknowledged by their brotherhood, patted on the butt after doing something very dangerous, very physical that none of us would even endeavor to do. And now they're in a grocery store and their wife says, "Sweetheart, could you walk over to the cereal aisle and pick out some cereal?"
Hey, Shalene, just commenting on the last podcast that you posted with Bo about captivating your audience. And I'm really happy that you guys got really deep on this episode and talked about kind of identity crises that people have. And I really appreciated that message because I think it's something that not just pro athletes or adults per se can relate to. I'm a fourth year college student. And I know that a lot of high school students experience identity crises, especially when they're about to enter college for their first year. And they might be a small fish in a big pond, former athletes, former hotshots, former president, valedictorians of their high schools. And it brings a lot of depression and anxiety. And I'm really happy that you brought that message today. And you can really speak to different audiences because of that. But keep up the good work, and thanks.
Now we get to the stuff that's really life-changing. This next episode was called Three Life-Changing Habits, and these are just three simple little steps that I believe are the habits that will change your life this year. It's like immediate action. You start doing these things, and your life changes like immediately. People will notice. They're minor. These are those tiny little tweaks that we can make to the way we live our lives that make a huge difference. Sometimes that's all it takes. Your third action step to really solidify this habit is to give somebody or someone permission to get you up. In other words, you're going to enlist the help of some others to make sure you get your butt up out of bed, even if they're still sleeping. You have to be okay with that. Now, if you have kids, they love doing this. It doesn't mean that they have to get up in order to wake you up. It just means you can get them in on the action. Kids love to keep parents accountable. So you can make this kind of fun and you can tell them, "Hey, if I don't get up 3 days this week at insert specified times, let's say 5:30 a.m. and start my day or get my workout in or start my day with prayer or whatever it is you decide you're going to do at that hour that you need to do that's going to set the tone for your day." You're going to tell your kids what you're willing to do as a consequence. And it can be something kind of fun that you really don't want to do. So it will hold you accountable. Like, "I will do your chores. I will double your allowance this week." Or, "You guys get to pick what we're having for dinner every night this week." Something that you're like, "I cannot allow that to happen. So I better get my butt up out of bed."
Hi, Shalene. This is Barb in Florida. I've been doing your 30-day challenge now for 17 days, and I think I recently posted a whiny, woe is me complaint in the comments section a day or two ago because I'm just not feeling it. My goal for the new year was to start getting up early. And I wake up every morning with the same negative tapes playing in my head over and over, "Woe is me." And your podcast today was awesome. It was meant for me. I needed to hear that I need to quit making excuses because I know I do. And I'm tired of being a wannabe. And I know the only way I'm going to not be a wannabe is to do what it is that I want to do. So thank you for today's podcast. And again, it was for me and I appreciate it so much. I appreciate all you do. God bless.
And I've saved the best for last. If you haven't downloaded this episode yet, holy cow, after you hear what people say after they've listened to this episode called Motivation and Energy on Demand, I suspect it will be the first one out of all five that you download and listen to. I also hope and pray that you'll listen to this episode repeatedly. In fact, I designed it that way so that you'll remember this is the episode I should go back to whenever I'm feeling that little bit of like, "Man, I just need a shot in the arm. I need something to pick me up. I need someone to kick me in the butt. I need someone to make me do it." This is the program you need when you need somebody in your ear telling you, "I believe in you. Now let's get up and do it." This is that episode. And it was so cool to hear your messages on SpeakPipe after you listened to that episode. So before I give you a summary of that episode, let me first share with you what others have been saying about this particular episode.
Wow, Shalene. Wow, that's all I can really say. Your motivation and energy episode. Whew, boy, was I glad I was listening to that episode while I was working out instead of in the car like I usually am. You really pushed me through probably one of the hardest workouts of my life.
Hi, Shalene. It's Michelle Morgan. And oh my gosh, the best podcast I have ever heard. I just wanted to jump up and down and start singing and shouting all during your podcast. It was awesome. It was so amazing. And I hope everyone in the world hears this because this podcast was awesome. Everyone needs to hear it because everyone needs to get up and do something and live that awesome life. Sing it, sister.
I just wanted to tell you how much I needed your motivation and energy on demand today. I feel like you are speaking directly to me. I have been struggling for the past few weeks. I have felt hopeless and like I would never be able to make my dreams come true with my struggles for believing in myself. This podcast just, you spoke to me. I just got home from work and I was just going to go to bed and feel sorry for myself. But I'm not going to. I'm going to go do my workout and I'm going to work on my business and I'm going to make my dreams come true because you just lit a fire in me and because I truly believe that you believe in me. So thank you so much.
My name is Leah Goetz and I can't even begin to explain how this podcast has completely shifted my mind. I've always wanted to write a book. Today I decided that in 2015 I will be writing a book. Then I also joined Courageous Confidence Club today. And then I hear this message and it was just, the light bulb went off. This is exactly what I needed to hear today. In your podcast, I felt like you were directly talking to me and I was bawling the entire time I was listening to it because it was me that you were talking about. And I just wanted to say thank you for being an amazing mentor and someone that I know I can trust. And this message today was by far the most powerful message I have heard from you. So I wanted to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
These messages. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Sorry, not sorry. Hashtag sorry, not sorry. Hashtag happy, very happy. What a baby. What a little baby. I shouldn't edit this out. I should just let you hear what I experience when I listen to some of your voicemail messages. This is so cool. I believe in you guys. And thank you for being my friend. And thank you for listening. And thank you for going out of your way to do something kind and let me know what's working and what touches you and where you're going. Thank you for taking the time to let me know that it's going to happen this year. I believe in you. I really do. That episode was pretty powerful and I didn't know that it would be. I just sat down here and I pictured your little face and I thought about what I would want to tell someone who I believe in and who I love and who needs to believe in themselves. And I just let that come off the top of my head and it's really cool. You called me, you left me a voicemail, and you let me know how much that changed your day. And that was a gift. So thank you for subscribing to The Shalene Show. Thank you for recommending it to your friends. And thank you for allowing me to do this by supporting the Courageous Confidence Club. If you haven't checked it out, please go to CourageousConfidenceClub.com. Perhaps even more powerful than me telling you how amazing the Courageous Confidence Club is, I want to share with you a message from one of our club members who's just been a member of the club for a few weeks.
Hi, Shalene. This is Wendy, and I just wanted to let you know that I'm doing your Courageous Confidence Club, and oh my goodness, it has built my business tenfold. I can't even explain to you how much it has helped. And I'm only halfway through the course. So I just wanted to tell you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I have a meeting tonight with a multi-million-dollar investor for our family business, which it is just unbelievably amazing. So thank you for doing this course at such a low cost and letting us invest in ourselves. And I really, really appreciate it. Thanks, Shalene. Bye-bye.
All right, baby doll. Thanks so much for spending time with me. And this week, little homework assignment. Every time you look in the mirror, you want to make those two little, like, you know, guns with your fingers. Raise one eyebrow while you look in the mirror and go, looking good. You are the bomb.com. Your family's going to think you've lost it. But who are we kidding? They already think you're a lunatic. Welcome to the club.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.